I didn't know how to make stories and tell others to them. And Gerda thought that when Prabhupada would put the puri in, he would wait a few seconds while it was cooking, and then he would touch it with his finger. He would just gently touch it, give that little touch, and the puri would puff up. And Gerda was convinced it was because Prabhupada was touching it, something magical was happening to the puri. He didn't realize until later that they puffed up themselves in the puri.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Sometimes they don't pop up in the ghee.
Melbourne Temple Prabhupada told where he was cooking. But when the chapatis and the puris pop up, that's Krishna smiling.
And I remember when Prabhupada came to Australia, Kurma made him puris the night when he arrived. And Prabhupada, the puris, called them in and he thanked them. Because sometimes you see these sort of shoe-bottom puris that they make sort of like, they just taste, they're just like that, they're not. And Prabhupada really liked the puris.
Basically taught the whole of Australia how to make puris. Every Aussie I know makes brilliant puris. That must have come from that time. They're really good.
Jackie's
making puris tomorrow for lunch, so let's see
how all
that went.
There's this video of the installation of in Mumbai, Radhana. Rasa Bihari, and sort of the yagya is finished, and or maybe it's not the installation of Rasa Bihari, maybe it's just a fire yagya, and the yagya is finished, but they're still putting things on, and they bring Prabhupada this plate with these little puris, and Prabhupada is just sitting on the Vyasa san, he hasn't moved. And with this plate, and he just starts eating. And it's just that's what the video, and you can see Prabhupada's oblivious to anything else that's going on. And he's just taking these little puris, and he's taking the scoop and eating them, and he's like, you can see Prabhupada is really, really relishing.
Korma tells that when he was called up to Prabhupada's room, he thought he was going to be chastised. And Prabhupada thanked him for making the puris, and then he also said, thank you for following the regular principles.
Yeah. Because you can only make really nice prasadam if someone is strictly following, otherwise it's... Yeah, because when I used to start coming regularly to the temple, then we just would go out and start eating at the Indian vegetarian restaurants, and I was just getting more and more frustrated because it wasn't like prasadam. It didn't taste like prasadam. Give me that quick tray. And then I understood, well, you can't, it's never gonna taste like prasadam. Even though there were some pretty good restaurants in Montreal at that time, Indian restaurants, they started becoming popular. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada, you can tell if someone's how Krishna conscious someone is when they're cooking. And although they're not necessarily. Well, they're strict vegetarians and follow all the regulated principles, no doubt. But we were just talking about that with Govinda Maharaj the other day, that the best Indian cooking that you can find is probably along the Haryam Dava and those places along the motorway going to Vrindavan. You know, we stopped once at one place, which was one night, which wasn't Haryam Dava, we already gone past it. And they just made the tandoori potato sabji with roti. It was so good.
Maru took me to a place on the way back from the airport last time. He was supposed to drop me at the train station to get the train back, and he convinced me to drive back with him. We stopped at Ambika Kalna, this little roadside dhaba. It's one of the most memorable, delicious meals in my life. It was this, you know, this little wet sabji. It was rainy season. You know, water vegetable and roti. It's spectacular.
Yeah,
because
they are just simple people who didn't go to any cooking school. They just learned from their parents, from their mother, how to cook.
Yeah.
And you really get Indian home cooking there.
Yeah.
And it's just so tasty.
Julia said she wanted me to take her to some places in Kolkata and she might try the street food. I'm not sure about that one.
Is Tiwari?
Huh?
Is Tiwari in Kolkata? Is that up there on the UCD?
The Tiwari Lane or the Tiwari Market or the
Tiwari restaurant?
I've never heard of it.
It's around the corner from the center.
What
a color. It's a chamak that comes up to the road that goes.
Oh, Woodland Park. Yeah, I don't know it. I can't even go to Gungor. You know, the Pure Version, they offer the food to. I think it's Lakshmi. I'm not sure how they do it. But they are very good.
Tiwari is good because they use pure ghee. One recipe they make are Radha Balbi Kachoris.
Oh, I know Radha Balbi Kachoris.
Okay, might look at that then. To go there, take Julie
home. 76 when we were staying in Calcutta. I don't know why we were staying in Calcutta. Prabhupada was there. But we were staying in a Lakshmi Narayan Mandir. We got Lakshmi Narayan Dharamshala. All the devotees were staying there. We were staying there for free. And they served very we served the devotees.
Yeah.
Another place, I remember when Govinda Maharaj and I went to Kurukshetra. We went there because Gopal Krishna Maharaj convinced us to go there for Rath Yatra. So we went to Kurukshetra. That was the first time I'd been to Kurukshetra. And and we drove there, and we got to I forget what the name of the big lake is, but we were just on the banks nice of that. There was this dharmshala. We got there really late at night. It was a really simple dharmshala. And we got there late at night. We got there around 11:30 at night. And we got in. And as soon as we got in, the receptionist, he said, "Would you like to eat?" And I said, "Why not?" I think it was Rupa Raghunath was also with us. And he says, "Yeah." So he just, they went and they woke up the cook, Brahman. He was a Brahman. They woke him up. And in half an hour, he had sabji and puris for us. That's what Prabhupada actually wanted at our temples. Anytime people come, they can eat. And then Prabhupada, really, you know, he wanted samosa and rice and dal and sabji and chapatis. That's something that, well, you get here in Mayapur, more or less. But in other temples, very, very difficult to arrange. Of course, restaurants sort of fulfill that purpose. Prabhupada, and Prabhupada especially wanted when there's guests, special guests that they get. Yeah, that was very nice. That one other place I went somewhere else, I can't remember where I've gone to, where there was no place to eat and I hadn't eaten all day. Knocked in at a gurudwara, and of course they, you know, cooking pure ghee and vegetarian. Boy, they were not only was nice, but they were very, very hospitable. You know, we were Hare Krishnas, we weren't Sikhs or anything. And that's also their principle: is they cook and they got prasad, and anyone can come in. Prasadam is such an important thing, good prasadam. Fortunately, in the West, the tendency is everyone to cook what they like to eat in days of yore in a vegetarian style instead of really giving people a culinary experience.